Call with your questions for the experts from Blue Sky Pest Control at 1-800-ROSIE-4U.
I have found the number one strategy in dealing with scorpions at your house is if you find one, do not tell your wife. Just eliminate it, right? Curtis, am I wrong?
No, you're right.
Yeah, just deal with it. And we lived in our home 20 years before we saw our first scorpion. And we had this neighbor across the wash behind us who always, the home was, let's just say they were hoarders, okay? And then they went on to the big hoarding lot in the sky. And the home changed hands, and they started cleaning the place out. It had to have been Scorpion Capital of the Universe. We were invaded. For about 6 months there, we were literally invaded with scorpions before we got back on top of it.
I have a funny story. We were at a house, and they were having tons of issues on the back of their property. And they're like, yeah, we see him coming over the wall. I'm like, you see him coming over the wall? So, of course, I went back to inspect. I peek over the black wall. And these people must have had their own pottery business or something. There was hundreds and hundreds of pottery just all over the backyard, but nicely organized, you know, but it was just on the ground. I'm like, ooh, that's just it. So it could even rival what you were talking about.
Oh.
Because literally it was in an area where they did flood irrigation. When they'd irrigate, you would see hundreds coming over the wall. It was scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Running from the water.
Oh, boy. All right, so we talked about treating them chemically. You talked about the fact that many times the chemical is so expensive, y'all can treat professionally for what you can buy it for. We can do some things with plumbing vents and weather stripping and things to make sure tight, but that's hard. How much space does it take for a scorpion to get through?
They can squeeze through something pretty small.
You're going to give people nightmares. Yeah. They knew the real answer.
16th of an inch.
It's a 16th.
It's pretty small.
It depends
on the size of them.
Yeah.
Obviously, when they're smaller.
Ugh. They don't even make tape measure marks that small.
But what's interesting, you don't believe it until you see it. Looking at an outlet switch plate and a really small, it must have been a very immature scorpion, squeezed out between the outlet plate and the wall. It was attached to the wall. It's like, okay, already.
Okay, we got a little home for scorpions here. We're not just talking scorpions. We're talking any pests that may be bothering at your house. We've got Kurt calling from Tucson with termites. We have an open line. Sweet Jennifer is standing by to take your call, 1-888-767-4348. You're combating any particular pest or termite problem at your house? Give us a call right now with our experts from Blue Sky. Before we go to Kurt, what's the offer for Rosie on the House listeners today only?
Yes, just for today, from now until noon, we're giving an offer where you can sign up for a regular general pest control treatment plan. So it covers scorpions, spiders, crickets, earwigs, you name it. And if you join on, you can get your initial service for $49. So, and that's if you join today before noon, just call in at 480-635-8492. And we can answer your questions and take care of you.
And you're talking to people that are listening right now from Red Mountain, north of Flagstaff, to Nogales.
So this will be Casa Grande, Maricopa,
okay,
out to Whitman, Buckeye, Fountain Hills, Queen Creek, Gold Canyon.
The greater
Maricopa County Pinal area.
All right. There you go. Okay. Let's get down to Kurt calling from Pima County in Tucson with termites. Good morning, Kurt. How can we help you, my friend?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Really well.
Good. Hey, I have a home built with Integra Block.
Nice.
And yeah. And on the outside, on the patio side, is a little termite tube. And I just wasn't expecting that I would have that issue. So is there a problem or not?
All right. Now, this is a concrete masonry home that's foam-filled on the inside. And he's seeing termite tubes along the outside of the wall. Unusual?
No, it's very common. They always have to make a mud tube to get over non wood products. So to get over, you know, stem walls or block, you know, or cement or anything like that. So,
and it's not the masonry that they're eating. It's his drywall inside. It's the furred out wood beams. The structural integrity of his home is not compromised. You were talking a 16th inch, an inch for a scorpion. A termite needs a sheet of paper. That's like a
1/32 of an inch for our most common desert.
You look at all termite. The pores on the masonry, and you can see how they can get through that. But they're not really hurting the structural integrity of your home. They're just getting all your drywall, and they're they love the paper on the...
They're like little exploratory tubes, right? I mean, those are termites just looking for food, but they give up because they can't find any, and they go...
Now, I do know that they like insulation foam sometimes, depending on the type. They will, like, 2x4s in a wall, they can eat those, and they will. I mean, they prefer, you know, the trimming and stuff just because it's a softer wood. Yeah. But our most common termite here is one of the things, one of the reasons they're so damaging is because they will eat hard wood that isn't doesn't have much moisture content.
For Tucson, go ahead and get that taken care of. 5-star pest control.
Rosie on the House weekly podcast, located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.